Slacker and Steve on demand.
We want to talk to people about their first world problems.
This always gets really heavy.
It does.
It does.
It's heavy. It's hard.
Yes, it's difficult to get through.
It kind of got started for me, and we've talked about it a little bit, but...
Are you okay to share?
I'm trying, man.
Okay.
But I honestly appreciate the moral support. I do.
Yeah.
So the other day, well, there's a few things revolving around this one thing. So I have like three first world problems altogether.
Yeah.
There's a place that I've loved to eat for a long time, and it's downtown. It's called Ocean Prime.
Oh.
And I've loved it. I enjoy Ocean Prime. And they decided to build an Ocean Prime in the tech center.
Yeah.
And I've watched its construction.
Yeah.
And I've been like really excited about it.
Right on.
Well, apparently it's open now.
Oh, okay, cool.
But the way I know is that it's in the same parking lot as the Starbucks I go to before the show every day.
That's right. You're always at that Starbucks.
And the valets have taken over pretty much half the parking lot. So now I had to drive around for 10 minutes, try to find a place to park, to go in and pick up my mobile order of an iced caramel macchiato with extra caramel, light ice.
Right.
Took me like an extra 15 minutes to get my drink because my favorite steakhouse just moved into the same parking lot as my coffee shop.
Wait. So even though you did the app, which is faster...
I couldn't park my car. There was...
Oh my God.
Unless so I valeted at Ocean Prime and went in and then unvaleted, I could not... Feels very first worldy that my favorite steakhouse cost me... And I don't think you understood what I said a second ago when I said...
Yeah.
My iced caramel macchiato, I get it with light ice because I don't like all that extra, because I want to finish the drink and have the ice just pretty much gone. Well, by the time I got to it, Steve,
Oh, that's right.
The light ice was pretty much already gone.
Dude.
And so to compound this agony of a problem that I had as a yuppie who had to drive around for 15 minutes because of a brand new steakhouse opened up.
That's awful.
And my ice was gone. I order extra caramel in my drink because I like, as I suck up the caramel macchiato, I leave the straw on the bottom and some of that caramel goop comes up with almost every drink.
That's good stuff.
So good.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't realize it until I'd already got back to my truck and moved it and someone immediately moved into my spot that my straw for my caramel macchiato had a hole somewhere in it.
On each end.
Had an additional hole other than the holes.
Oh, you're talking like the third on the side of it somewhere.
There was an additional hole beyond the holes. And so, in the caramel, you have to have a good suction. Your straw's got
to
be perfect. No imperfections you to get that caramel pulled off
caramel.
The bottom.
Gotcha.
So after driving 15 minutes and having my caramel macchiato melt completely.
Yeah.
I couldn't suck the caramel off the bottom.
You couldn't because you had a hole in your straw. Dude.
And I thought maybe it was a little hole at the bottom, so I flipped the straw over.
Oh, and it's still...
And cut off the top. I got my little Swiss Army knife, as every yuppie has in their car.
Yes, they right.
Dude. And it still didn't work.
It was like one thing after another.
Yeah.
You thought you had one first world problem, and then you ran into a second first world problem, then a third first world... Yeah.
No, I get that there are people who have non-potable drinking water and they've never seen ice cubes, but I didn't get to see ice cubes because mine melted because I had to.
You had the faulty straw.
I had the
VIP.
And I had to drive around waiting because of Ocean Prime. Yeah.
Dude, that's the day from hell. People can't sympathize with the pain that you had to deal with.
I think
with.
They can, Steve.
You think so?
I think people listening right now.
You set the bar.
Are saying to themselves, you think your first world problem is bad? I once broke a toe.
Wow.
When my $1,500 iPad fell on it.
that's as painful and as annoying as I... That's
pretty... That happened to part of the two-headed monster, Erin, in there.
Oh, that's right. And she couldn't dance for like months.
She couldn't do anything, Steve.
She couldn't do her life for months.
She was incapacitated. She wouldn't have been able to walk from as far away as I had to park my car.
Dang, dude.
To get her iced.
Yeah.
Is there anything that's on your mind, dude? Your life is first world. I don't remember the last time you had anything.
I know. I pride myself. I go through life with zero problems, zero stress, and even first world problems. You know what? That's my problem. I don't have enough first world problems.
Do you know what one of my best examples of a first world problem was?
What's that?
Jeremy Piven.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Yes.
How he almost died? Now, that doesn't seem like something trivial, but Jeremy Piven's first world problem is he almost died from mercury poisoning because he was eating so damn much sushi.
High-end, expensive sushi. Yeah. So much that he about killed him.
I can afford to eat at the nicest restaurants yes. in Los Angeles three times a day.
Yes.
And it almost killed me.
Nobu just about killed me.
That feels like, yeah, that's... So if you have something like that...
But it's got to be... I mean, we're talking... These are problems. These are huge.
Somebody's texted in saying, unfortunately, sometimes there's so much leg room in business class, I can barely touch to reach the screen on the TV to order my movie.
That's a good
Damn
one.
It, the screen is so that far is so away. Right. What am I going to do?
I have so much leg room here.
I fell asleep in my massage chair, so I didn't really enjoy the massage the way...
Dude, the pain, the pain.
Make us feel the pain of your first world problem. Jennifer?
Yep.
First world problems.
So I am blessed enough to have two cars, which is a blessing, right? So everything's located in different places. The blinkers, the washer fluid, everything. So every time I go to wash my window, which, you know, as soon as it snows, you do 50 times in a row.
Right.
I flash my brights at the people in front of me.
Man.
And I do it over and over and over to the same guy. And then he gets really, really mad at me.
It's embarrassing. And then it causes them problems. And it's
the sheer number of things.
That's an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Jennifer.
Having more than one car.
See, that's right. Yep.
I mean, I get it. There are people who, you know, walking without shoes, but sometimes you flash the brights and they might take that wrong.
See?
You got to live in a good neighborhood or you have to pick the same maker for both cars next time. Great.
Jennifer, you've learned, though. That's the key.
You're smart.
Yep.
You're on the road to recovery. Thank you, Jennifer. Daniel.
Yai.
Daniel. Tell us your first world problem.
Your struggle, your pain.
Every year, I used to go to New York, hang out on Thanksgiving and the Wednesday before, watching them blow up the balloons and getting ready for the parade.
Yeah.
Then I'd go to a hotel room, go on my balcony, watch Underdog fly by. If I wanted to go down, look at the parade, we were cool. If I wanted to come up to the room, be warm, get room service, watch it on TV, we're cool. Then my brother goes to Europe. And so my mother wants to come with me, come hang out with me. And she wants me to take her to Vegas every year. So here I was having a great time in New York for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
And now my mom wants me to take her to Las Vegas for 40 years.
What the hell? She's thoughtless.
I gotta go hang out in Vegas.
She's just selfish.
So you have to spend days in Sin City.
Yeah.
And anybody who's listened to the show, anytime you're on, your middle name is Sin City. But I mean, you could be in, you have to choose between.
Yeah. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
Daniel, you are very brave for calling us, man.
Yeah, you are.
I'm a good son. That's all there is to it.
You are. Godspeed, Daniel.
Yes.
Have fun wherever you land, my friend. Oh, that's awful. Nicole?
Yes.
Yay. First world problems.
Not having a remote car starter. I had to use a rental car that did not have one, and I froze. My window was frosted. It was just terrible, so I had to call Postmates to deliver us some food.
Oh, my God. What?
You had to go outside and start your car with your own key by your own hand?
Who does
that? What kind
of
world is this?
Yes.
Why would we do that when we have a remote start?
I don't know.
Did you sue him?
I would sue.
Yeah, that's definitely. You were the,
That's a bulldog or a strong arm. They'll take that case.
Yes.
They'll take it down.
The
Hemerson, Lemonda, the Sawaya. One of those guys will take your case. Rental car company should have remote starts. If I have a remote start in my car and you're replacing my car, you should have the same crap as I have.
Amen.
And the gas station should be on the same side. All right. Thank you, Nicole. Very brave.
Yeah.
Very, very brave. Wendy.
Yay.
First world problems.
So my son works at Google, and he came home and to do us a favor for our birthdays, he set like Google Minis in every room of our house, pretty much, which is really, really cool. But we had a little internet glitch about 2 weeks ago, and none of our Google Minis worked, and you would have literally thought that somebody lost a limb. I mean, why can't I just say, hey, Google, play Criminal Minds on the TV?
No, God. Do you have to get your remote out and point it at something?
No way.
I know. Oh, my God. Yes. We had to.
I don't even know.
I don't normally encourage crime.
We couldn't have Google wake us up in the morning.
Nope.
Oh, it was tragic.
You got to burn that dumb house to the ground. Thank you for the call, Wendy.
That's tough. That's just wrong.
You know what I just realized?
Uh-oh.
I said burn a house to the ground, and there's fires in California. So somebody's writing the angry letter about that right now.
Oh, no, buddy.
Hopefully your keyboard doesn't work as you're writing that. Kelly.
Yay. Okay. So when I got married, before our real honeymoon, we went on like a mini honeymoon. And we were supposed to go from Austin to Dallas in a private jet.
Wow.
And it broke down and we had to take a helicopter.
Oh my God.
How?
I know. It's really hard to talk about.
Private jet? Yes. You had to.
Oh, my God. She sold that so well.
She had to stoop to a private helicopter.
Hard to talk about. Oh, my God.
We could hear your embarrassment, too,
that
Kelly.
Is, yeah. You should have asked for voice disguiser, because now everyone knows. Slacker and Steve.